This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the Different Strokes Effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
You say that it's about pop artist versus character.
Pop artist versus character.
Forget what you've heard. Go and listen to Strummy Lala music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
Jade, I feel like there's about, you know, maybe there's confetti about to fall from the ceiling.
I would never do something that...
this extravagant and flamboyant?
Yeah.
But it's like, this is like one of your favourite artists coming out with a new single.
Yep.
For the first time in years.
3 years.
In 3 years. Mm-hmm. So if that doesn't call for confetti falling from, you know, the ceiling here at Joy, then I don't know what will.
Yeah, I know. Our pick of the week, Dave, this week is Tegan and Sarah's new single, Closer.
Tegan and Sarah. You see, I'm a very good faux lesbian to know who Tegan and Sarah is. And I think I actually do have one of their albums.
Yeah.
But they're really big with the lesbian community, aren't they?
Well, they are lesbians.
That helps.
Yeah, but, you know, and they're also a girl group. And, you know, they've been around. The album that will be out, which Closer comes from, Heartthrob, that comes out in January, will be their 7th album. So they've been around, like, you know, years.
They're about to have as many albums as Rihanna. So, yeah, you know, I would say that's pretty prolific. Now, Jade, talk to me about their new single, Closer, because I heard that they recently appeared on David Guetta's album. So I thought they might have gone full-blown dance music like Sia.
Well, so I'd say, you know, there was some sense on their last album, Sainthood, which was out in 2009, that they were kind of starting to head to a more electronic, and I'll put that in inverted commas, sound, in that the songs were a bit more, you know, they're really known for these sort of ballady type, you know, angsty love type songs, and their harmonies, which you've got here in Closer as well. You know, they're really great when they sing together, and, you know, especially when they're live as well. But what they've done here is, I would say it falls somewhere between Sainthood and David Guetta.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure what to think of this, Jade, because David Guetta's pretty mainstream and pretty out there.
It's
almost overdone. So I hope that, and I haven't heard Closer, you guys, so this is like a world first for me as well, if you haven't heard it. So, look, I'm hoping that it's not too far, you know, to the floor, kind of, you know, heavy beats.
It's definitely not. I just think that
it's driving electro indie, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think they're just trying to go for, you know, a bit more. There's a bit more sound involved. It's a bit more like, you know, it's not just those, you know, the two of them just, you know, kind of playing together
anymore.
It's not
just a band. It's
flinking around on their pianos, you know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, what I really love about Tegan and Sarah too is how involved they are in, like, building anticipation around a song.
Okay.
You know, like, if you look at, you know, like, your pop stars, they do, like, these big things, but you can tell that it's kind of done by their promo people. It's not...
So you're talking about, like, you know, before a single comes out, there'll be, like, photos on Instagram and, you know, video teasers and lyric videos.
Exactly.
So how's this different with Tegan and Sarah? Well, I'm sure they do the same thing.
They go, you know, they announce, they're actually doing the tweeting and
they're doing
the Q&A. You know, they'll do a Twitter Q&A. They'll say, oh, look, we're releasing this. They'll, you know, they organise to go do, like, you know, they announce little videos. So they'll do like a short video, and they do this in the lead up to this album. So while they were recording this album, they did sort of these making of videos that were like these short episodes called Carpool Confessionals, where they just sit there and banter with each other. You know, it's just a, it feels like a bit more of an experience to be involved in something.
So it feels like,
that.
You were making the album along with them.
Well, you feel like you know them and you're there, and, you know, like, you kind of get to know, like, their relationship as well. Mm. I mean, they're sister, they're twins, so there's that kind of thing as well. But, yeah, interesting choice. I really like it, but it has been a bit divisive with some Tegan and Sarah
fans. With the Tegan and Sarah fans. So, okay, whether you're new or old Tegan and Sarah fan, here is Closer, their new single. You're on Joy.
All I want to get is a little bit closer.
Earlier, late last week, I was having a chat with good old Chappelle from the Chappelle Show here at Joy, mm-hmm. Saturdays at 5 o'clock. Now, this is something that's, you know, a bit of an insight into a straight woman's world, because it's been a while since I caught up with some of my straight girlfriends and had a chat, and I've kind of maybe lost sight about what it's like for some straight women to go out in the clubbing and dating scene.
Yep.
So she was just telling me about how, you know, there are some friends that you just don't take out with you for a night out, especially if you're trying to pick up, because they will, you know, dominate the conversation and maybe cock block a little, and I don't know, just get a bit competitive. You know, they're just situations that, I mean, you love your friends.
So they want the guy, or is it like,
yeah,
or they just don't want, you know, the friend to pick up?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's a bit of both. Maybe they want the guy. Maybe they just want the attention. I don't know. But love your friends, but you got to know who to take with you. Mm-hmm. Single boys and girls, you know what I'm talking about. You got to know which friend to take with you when you go out. You know, you need a good wingman or wingwoman for these types of situations. And it kind of got me thinking, Jade, because, you know, I've been out here and there.
Yeah.
Not so much in the last few months, but, you know, one of my best friends, Jeff, is like the perfect wingman, I feel.
Yeah.
Perfect wingman, I tell you. He has this, he's so perceptive. Like, you know, sometimes he'll be like, you know, maybe he goes to the toilet. We've been dancing on a dance floor. He goes to the toilet, comes back, sees me dancing with some guy, and he would just come over, tap me on the shoulder and go, handle your business. He's like, girl, handle your business. And I'll be like turning around and go, wait, what, where are you going? I'm like, this is an old uni friend that I haven't seen in years. Like, there's nothing happening. You can stay. You don't have to go. Like, you know, he's just so perceptive. Like, just in case anything happens, he doesn't want to be in the way.
Yeah.
And isn't that a mark of a good wingman?
Well, yeah. Too. And Dave, I used to go out quite a lot with you and some other single friends of ours, and it was interesting how guys would often approach me and, like, say, so, you know, your friend over there, you know what I mean? Like, you know, they're using me as like a conduit into, oh, so what's the situation over here?
Maybe it's because you seem more approachable. You know, the rest of us are like dancing, you know, wildly to some Rihanna song, you know, looking shameless.
But then there's like, you know, the fag hag that goes up to the guy and does the talking for them.
Oh, the brokering.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? I don't have that relationship with anyone really for me to go, do you know what? Can you go over there, talk to that person for me?
Doesn't that seem a bit like, you know, who would say yes to that though?
Oh, it seems very primary school.
Yeah.
If you're sending your friend to ask someone out for you.
My
or
friend
ask...
likes you.
Now, earlier, maybe a couple of weeks ago, you caught up with a band called Stars.
Yeah, I caught up with Torkel from the band, the Canadian indie band Stars, about their latest album, which is called The North. They've been around for like 12 years, Dave. So, yeah, I had a chat with them. They've gone, you know, definitely sort of indie pop, but very dancey type. But they've got, like, they interchange that with ballads. So, yeah, okay. They're quite diverse.
So they do a bit of everything, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Except, you know, work with Jay-Z and Kanye.
No, they don't do that. No.
Okay, that's a shame.
If you know, like, the broken social scene or people like Feist or whatever, they're in sort of a collective with those kind of artists. So,
okay,
yeah.
Cool. Well, look forward to hearing your interview now.
The North is your sixth album, and you've now been together, Stars have now been together for 10 years, How do you 12. Think? 12 years. How do, yeah. how do you guys think you've changed in that time?
We've gotten older. Much, much older. I mean, God, if someone asked you, how have you changed in the last 12 years? That's a pretty big question.
Does that
the answer? The answer, of course, is we haven't at all, and we have completely. I mean, I think we've changed less than we've sort of gotten more like ourselves, really.
Do you find that that's reflected? I mean, you talk about getting older. Do you find that reflects in the music that you make as well?
I think we started out making records that we weren't really competent to make. So I think we've gotten better at making the kind of records we've always been trying to make. I think we chose a form of making records that was quite nitpicky and quite complicated. You know, I think there's certain kinds of pop music you can make where you might find your energy flags and then your ability to make that kind of music flags. But I think we started out, as I say, making music that was a little too complicated, really, for us to pull off successfully. So it's been satisfying because I think we've gotten better at pulling it off.
The album has some great ballad-type songs, but you also find a balance with these synth-pop-style tracks. How did you approach the overall vibe to the album? Were you like, oh, we want to find a balance, you know?
Yeah, we wanted to... We wrote in groups of... We'd set ourselves up in a certain place with a certain kind of instrumentation and a certain recording approach, and we would let those things dictate the kind of songs we wrote. And we'd write four or five of those, and then we'd move on to another thing, and we'd write four or five of those. So, you know, there's some of the record is made in a room on a very simple recording machine, and some of it's made in a big, fancy studio. And I think we wanted to do that because over the course of our career, stars have made records in bedrooms and in extremely big and expensive studios and everything in between. And we really wanted to make a record that was a greatest hits of songs that we'd never put out yet, you know? So we wanted to encompass all the different aspects of the band up until this point. And so we quite consciously put ourselves into different circumstances and let that circumstance dictate the way the music sounded, really.
You obviously sing lead vocals, but Amy has been on this album, performs quite a few lead vocals on some songs. Do you approach a song differently when you're writing that song? Like, do you go, oh, this one's for Amy, this one's for me, or...
Yeah, sometimes I do that, but, you know, Amy writes a lot too. So, I mean, this is a band that every song is touched by all five people in the band. We're a full democracy. Every vote, every penny we make and every penny we spend and every T-shirt and every lyric and everything is up for debate. So while people bring what their talents are to the table, ultimately it has to go through the ringer of having it be responded to by everybody in the band and having everyone have a chance to have input on it. That's just the way we decided a long time ago we were going to make records. Yeah, I mean, for me, when I write lyrics, I tend to decide in advance, I'm going to make a duet here for me and Amy, or I'm going to make a song for Amy, or I'm going to make a song for me. But often that doesn't really work that way. You start out with a plan, and then what ends up happening is what ends up happening, you know? Or very often I'll write something, and there'll be a blank space in it. And Amy, like in The Theory of Relativity, I hadn't written anything in the chorus. So mm-hmm. I wrote the verses, and Amy came up with a hook for the chorus.
Do you ever have moments where you originally think, oh, this song is for me, and then you start recording or playing, and you go, oh,
yeah,
no.
Absolutely. And vice versa, you know? Like, very often I'll write a song for Amy, and it just won't sort of catch her somehow, so I'll end up having to sing it. But yeah, that happened.
We first heard you start to do sort of the more dancey style tracks on your last album, Five Goes. What is it about that particular style that appeals to you?
Well, we'd started out as that. I mean, if you listen to our first record, it's all drum machines. There's mm-hmm. just hardly any real drums on it, and mostly synthesizers. And, you know, when the band started, we were very... The way that we approached music was very much the way we wanted to make collage music, and we wanted to make electronic music that was pop-based. And that really hasn't changed. It's interesting to me. I noticed that people hear, you know, on a certain album, they'll say, oh, I feel like every single record we make, people say, oh, stars have gone electronic on this record. We've sort of always been electronic. It's just that we put a lot of organic instrumentation into the middle of it.
So that was my chat with Torkel from the band Stars.
One thing I really like about that interview is how he said that everyone in the band had full democracy.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow, that would just take ages to do anything. Like that would, I would actually struggle in that setting. You see, I would be that person in a boy band who feels like he knows everything and should definitely control marketing and promotions for every single, every album and, you know, make all those kind of decisions.
Never be in a boy band with Dave.
Never be in a boy band with me because there will be no democracy.
Yeah.
I am the dictator.
I'd be the ugly one up the back anyway.
You'd be the one in One Direction that gets shoved in a phone booth for the album cover.
Yeah. Well, and who gets to sing, like, the rap.
The rap is the good part these days, Jade. Yeah. Come on. Jade, do you remember the last time you went out and how, like, you were telling me how you need to, like, sleep a day before going out and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and I can't talk to anyone during the day.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you, Celine Dion before a gig?
I'm a bit of an introvert, so I, like, get very exhausted by other people. Like, you know, that's a quality of people who are introverts is that they get exhausted by other people.
So you need to, like, not overdo it before you go out.
Because then it's like, you know, everyone's in that situation, everyone's in your space, like you're dancing together, you know, there are lots of people who you don't know, there's lots of noise and different like interactions happening. It's just a bit exhausting, so I need to sort of wean myself off, you know,
social interactions before the night out.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Jade, you know, it's been a while since you and I hit the floors together, and I don't think you've ever, we were talking about, you know, what makes a good wingman or wingwoman before. You know, for single folks out there who want to pick up,
yeah,
what qualities do you look for in a friend to help you in those situations?
Yeah.
I don't think that you and I have ever had this kind of hookup before.
I feel a bit weird about that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you seem quite happy to get gay men's attention for yourself, but you don't feel like passing any of that on to me?
Well, see, I don't assume to know what works for another gay man with a gay man. So I don't want to.
And but you know my type.
Yeah,
come
but plus
on.
We've got like a very brother-sister relationship.
So you don't want to see somebody make out with me on the floor? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Just too close to.
Exactly. It's too much.
Very special, important announcement because, you know, Jade, we don't often get greeted by Joy dignitaries.
It's very, like, there's a lot of pressure right now because we've got, like, the program manager looking at us and the president of Joy looking at us.
I know,
like,
and I just hit the CD player funny and a bit fell out. It is not cute.
I think that was deliberate.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Good morning, Jade and Dave. Look, I am here today in my official capacity as program director.
Yeah.
And you guys have no idea why we're here, do
no,
you? Absolutely no,
I've got
idea.
No idea.
All I said to you was, I need a little bit of time on your show tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm joined here this morning by the president of Joy, current president of Joy, in probably one of her very almost last official duties before she retires at the AGM on Monday.
Yeah.
Welcome, Breed.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Now, this is
Hi,
a
guys.
Very...
Hello.
This is a very special occasion, in fact, isn't it? And I'm going to leave it to you to do it now.
It is, guys. I have the great pleasure of letting you know that you have been voted by your peers and the programming committee at Joy for the Adam Stobbs Broadcast Award for 2012.
What? Hang on a minute. Girl, where's the confetti? We need to like let that rain from the ceiling right now.
I need to tell you what the criteria are, okay? Well, you both know who Adam was, and this award is in Adam's honour for excellence in creating programming that fulfills Joy mission statement and has demonstrated over the past 12 months the capacity to connect, represent and celebrate our diverse community through programming that uplifts, informs and empowers. When nominating, you were the reason you were voted because these were the things that were considered by the people for the nominees. Respect our community's diversity through inclusiveness, connect through passionate communication, present with integrity, empower our community and be transparent and accountable for actions. Now, in the statement that was made by the nomination of you two as this award. The statement says that you have made an amazing switch from evening program to daytime and breakfast, which is even more of a challenge. They believe you deserve the nomination because of the fact that you represent diversity at the station and the fact that you are a gay and lesbian presenter and producers working together. You have a great rapport, and in the many years you've worked together, you have ensured quality, diversity and inclusion. So congratulations from everyone at Joy. I'd like you to know that there were many nominations, but that giving the award to you was unanimously voted on by the board. Unanimous.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't even. This is just like.
Speechless. It's hard to get words out of me at any time. So.
But I'm like, did you see my hands? I was like clutching my chest. If there were pearls around my neck, I'd be clutching my pearls. Yeah. Thank you so much, Bree. Thank you so much, Joy. Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
That's all right. Now, Bree has a couple of actual certificates to show that you actually have your Adam Stobbs Award for Broadcast Excellence here, which both her and the chair of the program committee still need to sign, but we'll get that done for you.
We won't let that get in the way of the good story, and we'll take the photo. Nobody will notice the signature.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank We're you. So honoured.
From my perspective as program director, when I came on in January, I never expected to be hit with a challenge of finding a new breakfast show for Thursday morning. And I have to take credit for being instinctively inspired to ask you one evening, just at a whim, and realizing, of course, that it was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made to actually ask you that question. And you guys have done everything I've asked of you, everything that a station such as ours asks of its presenters. And the award is, it's not only about technical excellence, it's about representing everything we are through our mission statement. And you guys, Jade and David, the whole idea of Different Strokes 5 years on still holds true today, representing both the differences and the similarities between the gay and lesbian community. And you do that so well, and you bring it back to that every week after week, and I congratulate you for being such amazing representatives of our station.
Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness. Had formidable competition, but you're considered to be technically impeccable, as well as your wonderful ethics and spirit.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, Jade, I'm just shaking right now.
Yeah.
might break something for real.
Yeah, just play a song, Dave, seriously.
Take me back. Now, Jade, coming up after this, you've got your app review, which so many people look forward to every single week.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, I feel like, you know, if you were to have a solo career after Different Strokes,
it would just be reviewing apps.
Yeah, yep. That would be it.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be the Beyonce of the group. That's fine. I completely
I'm
understand.
I'm pretty sure the app review would make me like the Michelle.
Oh, please. No, you're Beyonce. I'd much rather be Michelle. I'm more likely to put out a gospel album. you're listening to Different Strokes here on Joy 94.9.
That makes Brett Kelly Rowland, you know.
Oh, no, that means I have to sing songs about rude things with David Goiter.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
Now, here comes the time where, you know, same time every week, we like to talk about what app is happening and jump in in your phone.
Yeah.
Because I can never really keep up. I know you make these recommendations on a weekly, but I just don't have time.
Well, see, I've taken it on as a thing now.
Yeah, like, your thing.
I'm already testing out next week's app this week.
Yeah.
You know, because you've got to sort of have a couple
give,
of weeks.
Yeah.
My app review this week is an app called Undrip. It's only available on iOS at the moment, but basically, to explain what it is not a gaming app, Dave. It is an app that pulls together Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Path, Pinterest, all into one interface. So if we're thinking about something like Flipboard, how this is different is it does filter, like Flipboard does interest-based stuff. So you can say, I'm interested in these kinds of things, so show me this kind of content. Mm. The Undrip is also content-based, but it is also, it is purely around, it sort of uses an algorithm where it's tracking what you're engaging with. So it'll, so when you're, if you're more interested in something, it brings that in, it's more likely to bring that content
okay.
in.
Okay, so question, you mentioned before that it pulls stuff from Facebook and Twitter and all that. So mm-hmm. with Facebook, you know, like some people have like 1,000 friends or something, but Facebook only shows you like maybe, the, I don't know, like 2 dozen.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, only 2 dozen of your closest friends mm-hmm. show up on your Facebook stream. Does this then look at the interaction on your Facebook account and pick stuff that, you know, with from friends yeah, that you want to interact with?
And it's content focused too. They say they won't pull in Farmville updates. They won't pull in things like status your status updates or check-ins.
I would be very, very interested to see if this works because, you know, I have a number of friends on Facebook that, you know, do serve up a variety of content mm-hmm. that I quite enjoy from time to time. But, you know, some friends I would just much rather only hear about their lives.
Yep.
Other friends, not so much.
Yeah.
You know, some people I'm interested in their opinion on music. So maybe I could, you know, work out a way of only getting music posts from some friends.
Yeah. So
can it do that?
Well, see, that's what they're saying is where, like, their big selling point is we're going to follow your social behavior and then filter out all of the useless noise in between. So it is still in beta. It's invites at the moment. So you do have to sort of wait and sign up. I got like a personal email from the CEO. To say, oh, let us, here's my personal email address and phone number. Let us know what you think of it. Like, that's how low rent we are at the moment. Like, they're very early on in the piece.
Do you want to take a moment to stop and pick up that name you just dropped?
No, but I'm saying,
some CEO of some app creation company.
But he would do that to everyone. He wouldn't just do that to me. That's what I'm saying. Like, because it's invite only at the moment, they're sort of, you know, they're sort of getting as much feedback as they can okay. from everyone. And,
so,
and you can actually, you know, you can share using the Undrip app as well. So
it's called Undrip.
Undrip.
It will be available for you mere mortals.
If you're on iOS.
Soon. Yeah, unless you're Jade, you know, who gets VIP access to all these, you know, apps in testing mode. I don't even know how you got on this list, girl. But yeah.
You know, my girlfriend asked me yesterday, do you have Google Plus? I was like, ugh, I was on Google Plus when it was invite only.
It's like, girl, please, I made Google Plus. When I got on Google Plus, it was like when Oprah got on Twitter. Like, everyone got on Google Plus after Jade got on Google Plus. Okay. So you need to tell her the truth.
Yeah, now everyone's left.
Yeah. Because you're not using it.
Yeah. If you want to catch up with us during the week, you can, if you go to joy.org.au/different strokes, there you'll find a link to our website, which has our blog and our podcast. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. We're tweeting and Facebooking all the time. So I've posted some pictures this morning, Dave, of... Gillian Anderson with SEB, you know, if you want to see that.
Oh, yeah, you know, my favourite pop star, your favourite TV star,
yeah.
Worlds Colliding.
Yeah, Worlds Colliding there. Lyrics video for Tegan and Sarah's new song, Closer, is up on our Facebook and Twitter at the moment.
Yep,
too,
and you've also got, we have our interview with Stars before that you had a chat with them.
Yeah.
Got their song up on there as well.
Yeah.
It's all happening. We're all connected.
Later we might put a picture of us with that award up.
Oh, goodness. Very honoured.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.